time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House Republicans are set to release their tax legislation on Thursday, a day later than planned, as lawmakers continued wrangling over details on how to pay for the trillions of dollars in cuts. Apparently, there's also some confusion about what the bill is to be called.
What does the president want that bill to be called? There are reports that he wants to call it the Cut, Cut, Cut Act.
Look, I think the president, if it's called the cut, cut bill, great. I think that the biggest priority that he has is making sure it does what he's laid out or his priorities in that piece of legislation. That's providing tax relief for middle class. It's making it more fair. It's making it more simple. Those are the things that he's mostly focused on. If it's called cut, 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 and it includes massive tax cuts like this president is proposing, I think we'd perfectly be fine with that.
Among the issues still in question, whether the tax cuts for corporations from 35 to 20% will be permanent. Senate procedural rules that allow Republicans to get around a Democratic filibuster require any permanent tax changes be paid for. Federal prosecutors brought terrorism charges Wednesday against the Uzbek immigrant accused in the truck rampage that left 8 people dead, saying he was spurred to attack by ISIS's online calls to action and picked Halloween because he figured streets would be extra crowded. On Wednesday, just ahead of a cabinet meeting, the president railed against the U.S. justice system, calling it a joke and demanding swifter and stricter action for the driver.
We have to get tough. We have to get smart. We have to do what's right to protect our citizens. We will never waver in the defense of our beloved country, ever. And we'll never, ever forget the beautiful lives that have been taken from us. That was a horrible event, and we have to stop it, and we have to stop it cold. We also have to come up with punishment that's far quicker and far greater than the punishment these animals are getting right now. They'll go through court for years. At the end, there'll be who knows what happens. We need quick justice and we need strong justice, much quicker and much stronger than we have right now. Because what we have right now is a joke and it's a laughingstock. And no wonder so much of this stuff takes place. And I think I can speak for plenty of other countries, too, that are in the same situation.
Mr. President, do you want the assailant from New York sent to Gitmo? Mr. President?
I would certainly consider that, yes.
Are you considering that now, sir?
I would certainly consider that.
Are you?
Send him to Gitmo. I would certainly consider that, yes.
On Thursday morning, Trump walked back the suggestion he'd send the driver to Guantanamo Bay, tweeting, "Would love to send NYC terrorists to Guantanamo, but statistically that process takes much longer than going through federal system. There is also something appropriate about keeping him in the home of the horrible crime he committed. Should move fast." And then in all caps, death penalty. Legal observers said Trump's statement could interfere with judicial efforts to find an impartial jury. In the hours following Tuesday's attack, Trump placed blame for the driver getting into the U.S. under the Diversity Lottery Program on Chuck Schumer, a program passed in 1990 by a bipartisan vote in the Senate and signed into law by George H.W. Bush.
I am today starting the process of terminating the Diversity Lottery Program. I'm going to ask Congress to immediately initiate work to get rid of this program, Diversity and Diversity Lottery. Diversity Lottery sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
Senator Angus King on Wednesday explained that in 2013, the Senate voted to abolish it, but the House never brought it up for a vote.
I think it's important to note that the program under which this fellow got in, the so-called lottery system that the president was talking about, we voted against and abolished in 2013 on the Comprehensive Immigration Plan, which passed the Senate by a very strong bipartisan majority. If it had been taken up in the House, you know, we might have been able to prevent this. The bill never got taken up. So I think it's important that that provision was voted against by most of the members of the Senate, including myself, back when that bill came up.
Former interim Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Donna Brazile claims Hillary Clinton secretly took over the DNC before she had won the Democratic primary. In an excerpt from her new book published by Politico, Brazile said she promised Clinton's opponent, Bernie Sanders, that she would get to the bottom of whether Clinton had rigged the nomination process. She wrote, quote, "By September 7th, the day I called Bernie, I had found my proof and it broke my heart." Brazile describes a fundraising agreement between the Hillary Victory Fund, Hillary for America, and the DNC that stipulated that Hillary would control, quote, "the party's finances, strategy, and all the money raised," in exchange for Clinton raising money and investing it in the DNC. It was signed long before Clinton became the nominee. The Houston Astros took an early 5-0 lead in Game 7 of the World Series, from which the L.A. Dodgers would never recover, to win 5-1, giving the Astros their first ever World Series win. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.